You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Every year, after Simchas Torah, we recalibrate our connection to Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, the written Torah and the Torah that used to be given over Baal Peh, which means Tanakh is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh is Gemurah and the Midrashim. The Hasidic masters teach us that every word in the Torah connects to every Jewish neshama. And this explains or is related to the fact that we're reading over the same parshas every year. And why is it that we're going over it again and again? And the answer is that every word in the Torah that connects to our neshama, we ask new questions, we learn new explanations, and it's something that our neshama need, and we have to be ma'ayin, we have to ponder questions and give answers to these questions, because that's the seeming logic behind the halacha of being ma'ava sedra, that we have to literally go through the parasha and the Targum, and this is the man yarichin yomecha, it lengthens our life. So let's focus on an obvious question in this week's parasha in Vayela, on the very seemingly strange defense that Avraham Avinu defended Sdoim. We remember in Parshas Lech Lecha, which is where we get introduced to Avraham Avinu, it says in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, V'yal Avraham im Mitzrayim, and then afterwards it says that there was a fight between the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Loit, and Avraham told Loit, we can't be in the same place because our possessions are making it impossible, meaning our cattle, there's not enough room to graze. So he tells Loit, the whole region is in front of you. Haloi kol ha'oretz lefanecha, im ha'smoil ve'yamino, im ha'yamin ha'smeila. If you go right, I'll go left. If you go left, I'll go right. And v'yisa Loitis einov, he lifted his eyes, and he looked at the very verdant pastures and the beautiful land of Sdoim and Amorah before it was destroyed. And he chose to live there. And immediately afterwards, it says, they were exceedingly evil in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems to have affected Loit in a very negative way, because the next pasuk says, V'Hashem Omar El Avram Achre Hiporid Meloit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram after Loit separated himself from Avram. And Rashi says that as long as at that time Loit was together with Avram, Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't speak to Avram. That's how repulsive Sodom and Amorah was in the eyes of Hashem, that he didn't want to have anything to do with them, and subsequently nothing to do with Loit, who chose to be with them. So we see this tremendous repulsion that Kodesh Baruch Hu has for Sodom, and there are other indications in the Torah also. The story of Avraham Avinu refusing to take any recompense from the Melech Sdoim when he saved him, and in that Tzchus, he said, Mechut v'atzoich nal, I won't even take a shoelace from you. Klal Yisrael was roi to have the mitzvah of tefillin. The question becomes very powerful. What, in a manner of speaking, possessed Avraham that he had to defend Sdoim? Maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu would be angry at Avram that he's defending Sdoim. And there's so many psukim in the Torah of defending Sdoim. And seemingly nothing was accomplished by it, because in the end Sdoim got destroyed anyway. And it doesn't seem a Kodesh Baruch Hu was angry at Avram for asking this. The love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Avram is seemingly enhanced. Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to Avram as Avram Ahuvi, my beloved. That's the question of this week's shir. And after Sheni, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'Hashem Omar Machasa Ani Me'Avram Ashani Oise. After the Malachim leave, after they had announced the birth of Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel seems to be speaking to himself. The Torah tells us, how can I hide from Avram this that I'm going to do, meaning to destroy Sodom? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu notifies Avram, Tzakas Doim Va'Amoira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he is going to destroy Sdoim. In Pasuk Chuf Gimel, V'yigash Avram V'yoyma, he begins a whole back and forth with the Rabbeinu Shlalom, a number of psukim, entreating the Rabbeinu Shlalom not to destroy Sdoim. Perhaps there are enough tzaddikim in Sdoim that can save it. And he starts off, Ula Yesh Hamishim Tzaddikim, and he goes all the way down to 10 tzaddikim. And the Mefarshim say that the 10 tzaddikim, l'chora, include the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In other words, there only has to be 9 tzaddikim. And then when he finishes his entreaties to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yelcha Hashem kasha kilo ledaba. And then the parsha proceeds to talk about the Malachim's going to Sodom and saving Lot. So the Likutei Yehuda seems to be focused on this question we mentioned before. Why should Avram be begging the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for Sodom, who are such evil people? And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam seems to dislike them greatly. So he brings down a maimer from the Chiddush Yarim that's actually on the pasuk of Betzedek Tishpoit Amitecha. It's a pasuk in Vayikrat Yutes Tezvov. And there's a gemara there, Masechtas Shvuos, Daf Lamed Umad Aleph, that gives a couple of pshutim of what Betzedek Tishpoit Amitecha means. And the second pshat that the gemara gives is that the person who is judging someone by looking at him, he has to be judging him with tzedek. But that righteousness means, hevidonis chaver cholikapsus. In other words, someone sees a singular person, a single individual, that's doing something questionable that could be interpreted either in a positive way or in a negative way. A person should always look at somebody in a compassionate fashion. It should be danim lekapsus. And the Chiddush Yarim brings from the Choizer, HaRebbe Mer Lublin Mefaresh, that when the pasuk says betzedek tishpat amitecha, it means the person who is observing what is happening has to be a person that's molei chesed. He has to be a person that has elevated his nature to be a very compassionate person. Such a person, when he sees something being done that look that could be interpreted either positive or negative, a compassionate person will always be down the kavshus. Sha'tzedek yeh imach. It's not that you're taking the tzedek has to do with the judgment of the person. It has the person who is judging has to have a nature of tzedek. And memela, then the mishpat will be tzedek. And that's what danes odom lekavshus means. Belava ikri daf lahatzdik es chaveroi. It's not so much that the goal is, in a particular instance, to look at somebody in a favorable way. The focus is on the person. People have to be compassionate, so in a manner of speaking, instinctively, they're going to be down the kavshus. Someone who is not a compassionately inclined, shall we say, may not even occur to him to look at this thing in a positive way. He'll just immediately assume he did it for the wrong reason. And so in Mail it says, Ulechein espal Avram, avinu olav ha-shalom al Sodom, because in truth, when it says Vayigash Avram Vayoma, we're talking about Avram, that in the previous Psukim, the word Avram in this Pusik, Vayigash Avram Vayoma, is miyusa, it's extra. So the Pusik, according to this interpretation of the Choyza, which the Chiddush Yarim is saying, is that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, welcomed this defense of Avram Avinu of Sodom, who were inherently evil, who we wondered, how could you be down such a person, Lekavos? If you're like Avram, if you are the epitome of Chesed, then it's no problem with being down them, Lekavos, because he was the paradigm of Chesed, the personification of Chesed. V'hoye roye rak sechuyos, and he only saw good. It occurs to me, perhaps, according to this pshat, that we can add a few words, that Avram Avinu is known in the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu referred to him as Avram Ahuvi, my beloved. According to this pshat, this phrase, my beloved, has an extra meaning. It is the person who is the personification of love. Such a person can defend Sodom, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu won't be upset that they're being defended. To the contrary, it's a testimony to what a great person Avram Avinu is, because he is the personification of love. Now, regarding Havidon Kol Odom Lekav Schus, the Teferet Shlema adds another perspective. And he asks a very fundamental question. What difference does it make? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the truth, if the person did right or did wrong. So what is the value of somebody saying something and being danim like a person, the other person, lekavs chus, if there's a suffering? Why doesn't the Rabbeinu Shalom just do according to what the Rabbeinu Shalom knows? It shows the power of the words of a person with a Jewish neshama. Asher lo hakoyach vayecholus lehisoyrer kein be'elyonim lamala kamoihu. That A reality is created by what someone articulates when he sees something. When a Yiddish person sees something and he says something, he's done that person the kavshus, he creates a reality. When a person is done the kavshus, he creates a melech yosho, a malach, that has power to defend the person. And if somebody says something negative, yigrom ken kemoyu lemailo, that he creates a malach that is a mashris, that's a destroyer, purely by the power of the mouth of the person who is saying it. And this is because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ki eino pekuchos al darchei b'nei odom b'chol zeh, all of the gezeiros mirror the words of a person, how he articulates what he saw. And when he says the right thing, then immediately the malach comes out which he created. And he brings a very interesting gemurah. That's the Chagiga Daf Tezvov, the famous conversation that Rabbi Bar Shilas had with Eliyahu. Rabbi Bar Shilas asked Eliyahu, what is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing now? So he says, the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying the Teres of his beloved children, the Tanoim, B'ni Yeshua, meaning Rabbi Yeshua said this, B'ni Gamliel said this. But Rabbi Meir, he doesn't say the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why? Because he learned Torah from Elisha ben Avuya, known as Acha. Rabbi Barashila asked Eliyahu Anavi, am I? How could you say that this is a problem? Because we know, Rimon Motza Toche Ochol Kli Poser Zorak. It's a famous quote in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, when he met Acha, Acha was once a great Tana and Talmud Chochem, and he went bad, but he still had a lot of positive things that he had to say within him. So the good things that Elisha ben Avuya said, Rabbi Meir accepted. Just like eating a pomegranate, you eat the fruit and you throw away the peel, the klipa. So that's what Rabbi Meir did. That's what Rabbi Rashilo said to Eliyahu HaNavi. When Eliyahu HaNavi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying Torah in the name of Rabbi Meir. So amazingly, Rabbi Meir answered, Omale hashta ka'oma mea b'ni oima. The Gemara there says, oh, because Rabbi Rashilo was dan acha lekav s'chus, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the Torah of Rabbi Meir. Asks the Teferet Shlomo. The Rabbeinu Shlomo doesn't know what the Kavanah of Rabbi Meir was, but it seems to be that there was some impediment that was not obvious that was stopping a Kodesh Baruch Hu from saying Torah from Rabbi Meir. But once Rabbi Bashila said it, then it became concrete. And as a result, that's the power of having done the Kavshus, because when somebody says something, it creates a reality. It creates a malach that will either defend or destroy. In truth, this concept is put forward by the Teferet Shlomo seems to be connected to a Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was defending Klal Yisrael at the time of the Eagle, and the famous defense which Moshe Rabbeinu said, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy, Lama Yomru HaGoyim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, why should you kill Klal Yisrael? That will result that the Goyim will say, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have the ability to take them to the desert, and that's why he killed them. And Kodesh Baruch Hu ultimately says to this kind of Moshe Rabbeinu, Salachti Kidvorecha. So the Kedushas Levi asks, what is this Kidvorecha? Salachti. So he seems to say the same concept of the Teferet Shlomo, except he's adding a little bit more that when a tzaddik says something, then he has this power to a much greater degree. Moshe Rabbeinu said this to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, Solachti kidvorecha, because you said it, you created the reality, and even a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to change it, because we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the koich of a tzaddik to be mahapach, the Gezeirah. But I'll call upon him, this seems to be the much of the Torah that's discussed by the Gedolei Chassidus, the Chedushei Arim, the Chozer from Lublin, the Teferet Shlomo, the Kedushas Levi, Schusam Yogin Aleinu. As I said earlier in this year, all of this is to teach us the tremendous power that we can have if we're Malamed Schus on people. Just by saying a good word, we create powerful malachim. And if, God forbid, if we say a bad word, it creates also powerful malachim, but negative ones. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that in understanding these Torahs, it should help us articulate ourselves in the most positive and beautiful way. L'gabi achenu kol beis Yisrael should be done, everyone l'kavshus, and that will bring brocha and simcha and naches for us and for Klal Yisrael. We will connect to Avram Avinu and the other Avos, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will be merchel us in their schus. and give us bracha and atzlocha and simcha and nachas and gesund. And David Shu will help. There will be zoichet to see Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. For us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.